You could write it for the guy.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Lenny Marcus. You're listening to the You Know What Dude podcast with Robert Kelly on riotcast.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Monster Voice from... Shut up, Lewis! Shut up, Lewis! Bobby Kelly's going to be at West Nyack at Levity Live the 13th, 14th, and 15th. I'm going to be there opening for Bobby, so you should come. Get a little double dip. And then he's going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas, starting September 20th through the 23rd. So go see Bobby Kelly live and listen to the You Know What Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, man. We are here with episode fucking... Yeah. I hate people count their episode. This is episode fucking 770. Stop it.
What episode is it? Now you got me.
Well, I don't mind that. Here's the deal. When you do that for the first 100, fine.
Right.
But at some point, you have to come up with a name. You can't say, hey, guys, thanks for listening. This is episode 3078.
I think it's still ridiculous that UFC. But UFC does that still.
Because they have no choice because they went to names.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Jimmy Fallon.
It was awful.
Every day.
Yeah, the fucking punching fist, whatever the fuck they had. Hammer fisting.
Retaliation.
What was the wrestling one? Remember they used to have, what's the big wrestling one?
WrestleMania?
Yes, WrestleMania. WrestleMania 45,000.
Well, but it's WrestleMania.
Oh.
So there's only one a year.
As long as you can do, there's one a year and it has WrestleMania in front of it, you can do that.
Or still Super Bowl. You know, Super Bowl is always numbered. Still.
Yeah, but exactly. Super Bowl, one a year.
But UFC's got like... event every month, every other month.
They're
so
it's fucking stupid.
To keep numbering them is ridiculous.
They're going to have to. In UFC, can you explain that? What is to Lenny?
Who's the big?
Two men, two guys fight in a cage.
Yeah.
Who's big now? The Iron Sheik?
Yes.
everybody, this is Lenny Marcus, a good friend of mine, very funny, funny motherfucker.
Hello.
I've known for years.
Yes.
And we actually became friends in the last year.
We
I'm kidding. I love Aww. We have your voice cracked on that one.
You can get me every time. You're so good at that.
Taylor just went between his legs.
And they
be friends forever.
And of course you can hear her sweet little voice.
Yeah, the cackle, you mean.
The Kelly. Don't give yourself nicknames. That's my job. Kelly Festuka's here. Did I just turn into a fucking Boston guy?
Boston fucking tall glass of water.
Turn into
Kelly Festuka. Come to meet Robert Kelly.
Head. No, I'm kidding. I wish that was the case. I wish.
That's not. No offense.
Really? Don't you hate when a mediocre girl actually says you're mediocre and you can't say that back? Talk about passive aggressive. Listen.
That was aggressive.
Oh, was that what? Yeah. Sorry.
Ah, mate. It's
all right. This nothing thinks I'm a nothing.
It is. It's the worst in the world when a chick. That's and I'm not talking about you.
That's a bad thing about when you swing low, as I have been known to do in my lifetime. And that girl's like, "What do you think I am?" You're like, I thought the girl that would definitely say yes to this.
Because you're at 2.5.
Yeah.
It's 3 a.m. and we're in Cleveland. You're eating mac and cheese at 2 a.m. that you brought.
I don't think I've ever hit on a legitimate one, but it's been...
Really?
No, but it's been teetering on where people are like, all right, dude, what if this one says yes? Like
one
that
or
world.
Drunk three.
Dude, I had a legitimate one.
Yeah?
Yeah. In the fucking mountains.
Really?
Me and my friend Jamie, this guy is like an Italian mob.
You were young.
Yeah, young. But this guy was a little Cadillac... fucking mobbed out, fucking Italian guy, tan, good looking, shredded. You know, I took him up to the mountains.
He was a one?
No, he was gorgeous. Oh. He was an 11.
Okay.
Okay. And I was, at this time, I was probably a fucking solid 8. This was Bob Kelly in Boston.
Right. Oh.
So this is, you know, I wasn't my best. I've been a 9, I believe.
When I met you, you were fantastic.
Yeah. So we went up to the woods, and we went up and we picked up these two fucking hillbilly wood bitches, like just walking the streets, and they were legitimate. One was a fucking 4, but retarded. Literally, like literally mentally retarded. Like not wait a minute, not like she doesn't get checks and doesn't live in a house, but she was a dumb human being.
Oh, man.
Like you would say, hey, do you want to,
what's your name, Bob? Fred?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Is that a straitjacket?
My pillow let me out of the house.
Like you literally could take your dick out and go, suck this. Okay. Stop sucking it. Okay. Suck 9 dicks. Okay.
Is that what I'm supposed to do? So
So anyways, 18. I'm not, hang on, let me finish this. No, it's all right, because I know the story is going to fucking trigger your shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're just such a piece of shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Me and Jay could do this all night. So her friend was a legitimate 1. So, of course, he got the 4, because he was better looking than me. I got the 1 in the back seat, and we were just fooling around. They were touching our junk, and then she's like, mine, who was like a woods bitch, like a fucking hillbilly, she goes, I want to fuck, and like scared me. She pulled out a condom, a Magnum too.
I want to
make fuck.
She goes. So my friend Jamie turns around. And he goes, dude, fucking do it, man. Let's do it. Let's fuck. He goes, who gives a shit? Let's do it. I was like, okay, because I'm such a fucking wannabe. I just want to be liked by my friends. And I put the condom. I start fucking this bitch. All of a sudden, he turns the car interior. I'm in the back seat of his car. He turns the interior light on, and he turns around. I just see his face, and his eyes are lit up, and he's smiling. He goes, dude, you fucking her? I was fucking joking. He goes, what's wrong with you?
while the other girl was sitting there, too.
Fucking her.
While the four was sitting there. That's hilarious.
Dude, yes. I jumped off there. I was like, you're fucking joking? He goes, yeah, you fucking people pleaser.
There's nothing people pleasing about your reaction to it, though, because then she was sitting there and realized she was only getting fucked because you were doing it because your buddy was. Like, that made her feel really shitty about it.
What are you gonna do?
Every time we start a story with, she was semi-retarded.
Oh, she wasn't really retarded. No. She was, you know, just dumb. I should just say dumb.
Yeah, hillbilly.
Yeah, woods dumb.
A few of those stories.
Yeah, she got pulled out of school to fucking plow the potato field at fucking 11.
Run the ham radio in case the invasion ever came.
I need that fucking milk done today, girl.
Like late teenager.
I love that me and you, the beginning of all our stories, we set them up with late teenager years ago, far, far away land.
You take your relationship and always mock it back to a year before that.
It's very mystical. So it's this in happened, a woods that nobody's heard of.
This happened in Alaska 5, 7, 8 years ago. It goes, went to Alaska last week for the first time. Goes, oh, yeah, well, you know.
The first time. The last.
It's funny to say it happened in Alaska.
Alaska, the fucking, the city. Yeah. The city of Alaska.
Four times along
the woods outside of Boston.
No, this did, because I was living in my mom's house still.
Right.
And in the neighborhood, we came across this girl who, sadly enough, we really just called her the fat girl, which I hold guilt on that. That was not nice.
Yeah, because that's what they call me and you now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, believe me, that's the funny part. This girl called me the fat dude. And
you know, you like how I put my how I put myself in that joke? Because I didn't want it ricocheting back at me.
Passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
So we found out pretty quick that if you just went over there at night, she nannied for a family, and they let her live in like this a finished basement apartment, but it had its own entrance. And you could knock on that door at like 2-3 in the morning when everyone's sleeping. You could wake her up and roll in with 3 to 5 of your closest friends.
3 to 5?
And what? She will blow everyone.
Come on.
She would fuck.
Where do you people come from?
She would fuck or blow, whatever everybody wanted to do, she would just do it.
Holy shit.
And
first of all, can I say, really, just to digress, this fucking new photographer dude is the best.
He's
standing on a fucking chair right now. Well, that's awesome. No guy's ever done that in here. He's like, I'm getting the shot, motherfucker. I'm going to see him hanging in a second.
Put a dolly.
Go ahead.
She used to blow everyone. Then we actually found one day, it was a sad thing, we found a composition book where she wrote like a jizz taste rating.
Come on.
Yeah. Swear all my life.
Where is
that
this
gross, that grossed Bobby out so much, he grabbed and didn't
Listen,
grab his
no,
microphone.
Not that you got the wrong expression. Dude, the emotion. Dude, I got so excited about that book that I wanted to read it. I want it. Where is it? You know how much money we could make off a fucking 10-year jizz tasting book?
Oh, that's a three-picture
tons.
Deal.
That is. Yeah. It is. 50 Shades of Jizz.
Yeah.
That's the name of the podcast.
Write that down. Write that down.
So she's doing, but then like she was awful looking. She was real fat with really tiny titties, but very confident about it. So much so that one day she goes, "Hey, my friend, she's only had sex like two times before, but she really wants to fuck again." She asked me if I would do it. She goes, "Now," he goes, "she's cool as shit, but I mean, you know, she's not very good looking." Like, and I was, and this is a really awful girl saying this, and this may be the creepiest thing I may have ever done. I knocked on the door the day she was said she was there, her friend.
Yeah.
I walked in. It looked like just the quote unquote fat girl was there on the couch.
Yeah.
And I go, "Oh, I thought your friend was like," and she goes, "behind the couch." The girl was just laying with her pants off behind the couch, and I went and fucking
what?
Did it. And then just left.
Are you sure this is in Quentin Tarantino's new movie?
Well, dude, it was hilarious. So I was young enough that like fucking was still pretty exciting to me. So what I did was I have a conscience, and I feel kind of bad.
Let's not get carried away. about your conscience.
Semi-conscious.
Yes.
I have a conscience, and so what I did was I got her number from the fat girl, and I said, I'll hang out with her one time to make her feel like that wasn't so shitty. So I pick her up. I saw her in the daylight in real light. She was 10 times worse looking than I thought. I go to pick her up at her house, and her father is doing the cleaning a gun where you're taking my little girl at. And I'm like, I'll just leave her here. Like, honestly, at that point, you're like, I don't even really need to take her. But I said I would. So she comes and hangs out for the day, and I bring around my friends like a dummy, and everyone's like laughing like behind her back.
Right.
And then I remember we were playing basketball, and she was watching us play basketball. Not her. She was watching me and my friends play basketball.
Just sitting in the dirt
and
making drawings.
So it was like young. Just making cave drawings.
Hunting a gazelle with her teeth.
Bring it back, dropping in front of me and like wagging like she's proud. Are you proud of me?
She
caught you a duck.
She caught a cat and she brought it back to you because she likes you.
Nudged it over their nose.
You had to teach her it's a bad thing. No, that's bad.
Hey, don't kill gazelles. But one of the most awkward things I ever had, I didn't have to do it, I guess, but one of the most awkward things I did was fucking sitting there. After we had this basketball game, we got into it with the guys we were playing against.
Right.
And they left, and they didn't know, they didn't think she was my girlfriend or anything. These guys, we didn't know these guys. But as they left, they were like, fuck you, fags, and that fat ass, gross ass bitch you're hanging out with. And they're just shitting all over her. And like, my friend's looking at me like, hey, man, shouldn't you say something? And I'm like, what are they? Oh, they're talking to us? Like, did that movie?
Oh, really?
Oh, they're talking. I didn't realize they were talking.
Oh, you did that shit?
Oh, yeah. I was going to go get into a fist fight for some fucking, I mean, legitimate one. So maybe that was a legitimate one. Awful.
How old are you at this time?
38.
18.
Lenny, 18 here's 18. The thing that blows me away, Jay. Amazing. There are people out there like Lenny who's never had. You've never been blown in front of one of your friends.
No.
You've never done a train.
No.
You've never watched a guy get blown.
No.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
I was thinking of a couple of bachelor parties I had to attend, but no, I don't think I got that one.
Even the term you had to attend, you wouldn't want to go.
I don't know. I feel bad for the girls.
What?
Oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, I guess wait a minute. I kind of
like
hear
I go to a strip club.
Really?
I feel
do you
bad.
Feel? Do you feel that, bad? Jay?
I used to drive them chicks around. They're all fucking wrecked. They're all a mess.
Yeah, they're
bad.
A mess.
They're always like trying to get their kids back from social care and shit. It's like,
yeah, they're always trying to get their fucking real estate license. I'm going to sell houses. Are
I've
you?
Still gone.
You're going to sell houses?
I mean,
you fucking dummy.
I think the hand jobs I've gotten from Asian prostitutes have probably garnered them 17 cents total. But I've gone several times.
Let me ask you a question, Lenny. You've never look at me.
Look, come
I gotta
on.
Look at you. I hear you.
Your sexual. Can you count how many girls you've been with on?
Yeah. On what? I mean,
on two fingers.
On your dick.
On your dick. Can you use your dick to count how many fucks you?
I have more than you think.
Not in thumps so. Either. In actual dicks.
How many girls?
20.
20.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
That's every guy good. Lies up.
What do you mean?
No, I'm joking.
So
I have a book on how they taste it.
Glass is screen responsibility.
Like jelly belly flavors.
So you've had 20 girls, you know the 20, and you know them. They're,
yeah.
They're like, not just, you've never had like a one night stand.
Ooh, yes, I have.
One.
One. Probably one.
Jay, now can you make the same claim?
One?
No. What do I win? What do I win?
That's just like if I asked Jay if he was gay. Are you gay? Gay?
Gay?
Yes,
done
I am.
Gay shit.
I've sucked a guy off, but I'm not gay. I don't want to. Have you?
I'm not gay. We're clowning around.
We're clowning around with each other's cocks.
just skiing.
Just fucking. So you've never done anything crazy either. You've had just. I'm not saying this to be a dick, you like missionary, like, okay, lick, suck, fuck.
Yes.
That's it. Like one of the classy Lady Chatterley pornos.
But who's right? But who's...
You know what I mean?
The Harlequin novel.
Yeah, the Harlequin pornos with, you know, he comes, and he kisses, and he gets a tit, and then he licks some puss, and then she sucks some dick, and then they make love. And then they lie there.
The girl wears one of those fake pubic hair wigs to fucking...
Is it that bad?
American.
Jesus. All right, now you're.
Well, no, is it now that are you saying that are you asking are you bad for being that?
Yes.
No, absolutely not.
So I don't. I just. Oh,
I think I might know Lenny's one night stand. I wouldn't say it, but I think I might know your one night. Do I possibly?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Wow, that's weird.
What's the worst thing? What's the like? What's the story in the back of your mind that goes, "Oh shit, no one is ever going to find out about that."
Okay. I don't really. I don't really have one like that. No, I'm an open book. I would tell you if there was anything weird.
You never got your butt licked by accident?
No, I've had a few women would like talk a good game that was going to happen, but then they always.
That's funny.
I've seen women with like great, like I got some great text messages, and then I'm like, okay, let's see what that, and then no.
So wait a minute. So you had a text message, you had a running text message with a girl that was like, I'm gonna lick your dick, I'm gonna suck your ass, and you're like, all right, let's do this, and then they chicken out.
It never comes to that.
Well, do you fucking whip your legs behind your head and spread your ass open and go?
You gotta present.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, you don't know how to present, dude. What the fuck's wrong with you?
How many Central presents?
What are you just sitting down and expect them to do all the work?
I put notes on my thighs.
Your asshole's not very.
Isn't the argument? You said you were gonna.
I've told that story before on the show that I had a porno star in Kansas City. We were just talking, and she was like, I'll fucking eat your ass. I was like, you'll eat my ass? She goes, I'll lick your asshole. I'll fuck your ass with my tongue. I'll fucking suck your dick. I'll do it. I went home. Back. I go, okay, I'm going to go back, because they were doing coke and drinking, and I don't drink or do drugs because I'm a good person. And I ran back to the hotel. I washed my ass. I shaved a little of little hair. I made it nice and neat, and I'm waiting, and then like an hour went by, so then I washed my ass again because it got hot and I wanted it to be real. And then I washed my ass like six times. She never showed. It was just me.
How do you wash your ass?
With a face cloth and some soap, scrub it.
Did you
and then
in?
I had another
did
face
you go,
cloth.
Did you go in a little bit?
I had another face cloth, yeah. But after a while, there was nothing in there. It was just perfect. Right. So I just kept washing it probably six or seven times, and then I fell asleep just alone with my pants off with a clean asshole on my belly. Oh. Waiting for this chick that never came.
That's so sad.
She didn't show up.
Jesus.
Never.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Did you finger your own ass when you jerked off that night because you prepared so much?
Nah, fingering my own ass doesn't do it for me.
I tried it once or twice when I was a kid. I think I put a pen up my ass once.
And then God damn.
Like a Bic?
Yeah, and then I put it, and then shame, I put it between the wall and my bed, just in hope no one ever would ever smell it or find it.
What, did you throw it away?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't want the evidence.
That Bic pens were expensive back then.
As a child, yeah. Whatever needed a Bic pen.
Reminded to sign the wall as an autograph.
Did you stick a Bic pen with a cap or no cap?
No cap.
No cap.
No cap.
And the back end. Back end.
That just sounds like a child fucking incident when you forgot to take the cap off and that fell off and it was the pointy one.
I sat on.
Weren't you afraid the ink was going to run?
So you've never... No, it was not.
Why? Because his asshole smelled?
I don't know.
Sticking a pen
up
his
ass. If the pen ran...
Ink in the pen.
If the pen would have ran, it would have ran out from the ball, though.
So you stuck the...
I put the back end.
You didn't push the...
I...
I know how to put pens on my
well
ass.
Thought out. Yeah. You well thought out.
Okay, I know how to fucking.
So you've never had like a tongue. Like, you've had a finger up your ass like 1,000 times.
Did you just ask me that?
Yeah, right. That's what I mean, like, yeah. So that I see you make a face at that though. That's not even.
No,
something
no. I mean, I've had people try. I don't get turned on by that.
I had a girl,
but you don't know if you get turned on.
No, I've had people reach for that.
And you just went, hey.
I had a girl.
Gotta let him get in there.
Listen to me. I had a girl on Facebook thank me for teaching her about ass play.
Yeah.
Like, I taught her. Now she's into bondage and getting spanked in public. She was like, I helped her in her career.
Good for you, Bobby.
With my asshole.
There should be a you're welcome testimonial to every guy she does it to.
Yeah.
Get a little car with Bobby Kelly, give him a thumbs up.
I should have a plaque.
Like he's making dreams happen. It's good.
Well, here's the deal though. You've never touched your own butthole?
Well, I clean it. What do you mean?
Like, how do you clean it? What do you like wash. Weekly?
I clean 2 knuckles on my pointer finger every day.
What do you mean?
That's how deep into my asshole is clean.
Really?
Every day I take a shower.
You stick your finger in your asshole.
Yeah.
Wow, why? You don't need to do that.
You never know when...
the camera guy. Wait a minute, the camera guy's shaking his head. He stopped taking photos to agree with you. Wait a minute. Can you please jump on that mic, sir?
You never know when someone's going to lick your asshole in Kansas City.
What's your name?
Sloan Rollins.
Sloan Rollins. And why are you saying...
Oh, God.
Why are you nodding your head yes? Well,
I've never heard anything like that. I'm a gay man, and I respect that. And I would never even begin to think to do that
every
day.
You're just a gay man respecting another straight man sticking his finger in his ass?
I mean, hey, that's...
I'll take hygiene and sexuality kudos from a gay man. Absolutely.
Well, here's the deal.
I'm impressed.
When you you haven't seen his
blown
cock.
Blown away, to be honest with you.
His finger is actually bigger than his cock. So you'd be unimpressed very quickly.
Oh, it's at least 2 fingers.
Sit up to the knuckle, though.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Second knuckle.
Ah, God.
And that's a fat
Come
finger, too.
Come on now. That's too bad, really?
That's a juicy finger.
That freaks you out about thinking about that in your ass?
I'm just thinking about if I have to shake hands with somebody knowing it's been up there.
You know what I have, though?
It's all soap.
I know.
I have a bidet.
Oh,
so God. My ass is...
Is it awesome? Oh.
It's awesome.
I
learned how to
it.
Open my asshole like a dolphin fucking blowhole.
Oh, you make it do the pucker in and out.
I can control it so it can open up and get in there.
You are such a whore.
And literally, you know, they used to mine for gold. They used to just spray water on the side of a fucking mountain.
Yeah,
yeah. I do that with my asshole. It just like hunks of shit just gets spraying. Just like gold mining.
Wait for the nuggets to come out.
You slut.
But can I ask you a question as a gay man?
Sure.
Not that I knew you were gay when you walked in. Why are you laughing?
Come on.
I didn't know he was gay.
From his Lapone Gypsy t-shirt.
What the fuck? How am I
Thank you for recognizing
me. Is that a Lapone Gypsy? Now we know. Now it comes out. How the fuck do you know, you gay man?
Wait,
some
20 Broadway chicks.
Some Patty Lapone Gypsy t-
All right. 20 chicks.
I like Gypsy. Sacrifice to Sacro sitting in the back row. I fucking live with a gay lesbian comic when I was trying to make it. Yeah, what was it again?
Bump and a dump till you're dead.
Yep. Right. So listen, the fact that I know the lyrics to the song
blew me away too.
Thank you.
And you're wearing a shirt that says pride.
Yeah. You're both making me nervous.
With a fist holding a lightning cock.
Oh yeah.
In fact, I was shocked when you began to speak of a wife.
Really? Oh, you thought I was gay?
No, not really. But with the pride t-shirt, I was kind
of excited. Shit, that was it. I would love for
that's ironically a vicious fighting organization where face stomping is allowed.
Well, because gay guys, I mean, gaydar is a real thing.
Yeah.
With you guys, I mean, you guys are like, I know this guy's gay, and you're wrong a lot of the time. I have to say that.
Really?
I know gay guys. I know a lot of gay guys that are like, he's gay, he's gay, he's gay. Gay guys like to think that everybody's fucking gay.
Do you think I'm gay because I put 2 knuckles in my asshole?
No, I don't. That's why.
That's not gay.
The idea that you would finger your own asshole daily and not be gay is shocking to me.
Well, here's the deal. I think you can do gay shit and not be gay.
How gay?
Suck a cock.
Seriously? Oh,
but while giggling and high-fiving your other friends.
And talking about football.
And it's being, yes, no.
Sure. Well, when I say a random guy is gay, it's not because I think that he accepts that he's gay. I know he does gay shit.
Like, what's gay shit to you?
Sucking cock and high-fiving his boys.
Well, I will say
that's
this.
Gay? Are you sure?
I think if a dick gets in your mouth, and on purpose?
Yeah.
Pretty gay.
Now listen, I make
What about an accident? Yeah. What if it slips in your mouth?
You just fall over.
What if you're peeing sitting down in a stall and there's a hole in the wall.
There's a glory hole.
And I fall asleep with my mouth on the hole and a guy on the other eye slips, his cock goes through the hole in my mouth and then He says to me, if you don't suck my cock, I'll die.
That's very common.
So that means you wake up and then suck his dick, right?
Yeah, but I have to because people will die.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Bruce Willis on the other end, and he says people will die if you don't make
it. So he's already handsome.
It's an easy choice.
But you know what? It's funny. You made such an extreme.
Die Hard.
You made such an extreme example of that, Bobby.
That's Die Hard 6.
You made an extreme example that I think is actually, I've changed my mind almost on what I've said. Because I've said before, I was talking to Thomas Dale, who's a gay comic, before about that. He was saying he gets straight guys to suck his dick. I go, well, then they're not straight. If they're sucking your dick, they're not straight.
They're called straight eights. They're called straight eights.
I don't know that term.
Straight eights. Yeah, I live with so many gay people. My whole building's gay. You know, I'm good friends with a lot of gay people.
And this comes up in the elevator conversation.
The gay life is interesting the fuck out of me because they live like fucking vampires, man. We make them live like fucking vampires. Watch True Blood. That's fucking gay people they're talking about. That's black people in the fucking the 20s. I mean, they had to come up with codes and places and things. They're catching guys. There's certain rest stops and bushes and areas where guys go to meet other guys to have sex because they can't just go here or there to fucking meet people like we can.
That's regional.
That's universal.
That's universal.
That's
dude.
Jade 8.
In New York, you can't go meet a gay guy at a fucking regular restaurant.
Here's the thing, because we were relegated to that sort of behavior for all of history,
right.
We came to think of sex as a naughty thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sneaking around, and you have to go to these certain places and do these certain things.
Yeah.
And then after doing that, you begin to associate that with sex.
Yeah.
So then it turns you on.
Right.
So why do you want to go to a gay bar and pick somebody up when you can go out to this alley?
And now think of your sex issues that you have and that I have.
Sure.
And there you go. Because when we were brought up, sex was dirty. We had to go to massage parlors and we had to fuck, you know, I have that thing in my act. It's like, you know, women, we have a shit because we're perverts and we just suck my dick and we're kind of aggressive. And women are brought up with, you know, a prince fights a dragon to get at the princess's pussy.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We're
brought up with, we see a videotape of a one chick crying, sucking nine cocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, dude, that's what you do. And then we meet a chick and that's what we try to do. We imitate that.
Sure.
And then we, you know, all this fucked up shit that we learn. We don't learn from a dad or a mom or a...
No, yeah, you learn from porn, definitely.
Yeah, they learn from...
our generation on, definitely.
Yeah. I mean,
but you had a different thing though. Also, there's also a lot of it's fueled by, like, you grew up, like, you know, you said you were a very in shape, like, fucking, like, you got chicks, like, young, and you did well with girls. Like, I didn't, so I did a lot of, like, what? If I was going to, like, Asian, like, whorehouses, I guess, because, like, I wasn't getting
hit, but I was doing that and fucking chicks.
What happened to the one and the four story you just told?
No, I was involved. Yeah, but I'm saying they're gross. But if I'd be like, hey, I wanted to get my...
Yeah, but
I want to get jerked off by a hot Asian chick.
Dude, our psyche is the same. Even because I've been fat. I'm fat now.
Sure, sure, sure.
I've been in shape, and I've been fat. You know what I mean? So we have the same psyche sexually. Like he's saying, it has to be dirty. It has to be sneaky. We associate sex with bad, fucked up, weird shit, and that's what turns you on. And sometimes you can't come home from that. When somebody pisses on you, however you get there, right? Not be able to come home from that. You know what I mean? That might be, I can't fuck it. And then you get married to a chick that doesn't even know that's your thing. Then you're fucked.
You are.
Because now, unless you say to her, baby, I need you to piss on me, you're going to go pay for somebody, some chick to piss on you.
That's the secret shit.
I think you're talking about.
Did you see that documentary, the Beyond
Pissing
the Mat?
Pissing on fucking your husband?
Yeah. No, you see that Beyond the Mat, that wrestling documentary years ago with Jake the Snake Roberts?
Yes, I did.
And he had that great line. He said that. He goes, talked about his divorce, he goes, you go on the road, and then you know, you're bringing like two girls home a night. Then you start having them just hook up because at this point you just want to watch. That's what gets you off. And then you start doing creepier and dirtier shit. And by the time you come home... And you try to just have like loving sex with your wife. It's just not. You need like.
How's this?
See some gross shit.
We went to Brazil the second time. The first time, boom. Then there was the third time. And then Patrice, the third time, just brought a bag of dildos.
Yeah. Dr. Dildo.
Yeah. So you understand?
Yeah.
It's like, I've done it.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like I've done it. I had to become in Brazil. I had to become like I pretended I was a spy on a mission. That's how fucking.
How about just on a rudimentary level? What would you rather? Would you rather watch a live sex show? Would you rather?
Why
see,
is it French?
French spy.
Would you rather see a live sex show, or would you rather see a donkey show? Like, I'd rather see a donkey. That seems as though that's more that's far out. I would need to see the more far out thing always.
But you know why that would turn me on is because of that pig doing it.
Oh yeah,
that
absolutely.
Girl who actually
lets that happen to
would
her.
Let. A donkey dick, suck a donkey dick off. It's like, does that turn me on? Now, here's the thing, too. You can come home. It's hard to, because I always thought you couldn't. But you can come home if you desensitize yourself.
Well, that's my question.
That's
how do you
I'm
do this?
Of.
You got to not, I not, I look at, I'm trying to have a baby. So this is what's weird. We were supposed to have this friend of mine on, Kathy. She's trying to have a kid, and we're going to do this whole thing about this, but I forgot Jay's going to be here, so it's going to turn into sucking cock and sticking fingers in your ass.
Yeah, all right.
But here's the deal.
This is being
you're
recorded,
welcome.
Right?
You can actually, you can, I stopped watching porn, and I didn't masturbate for 3 weeks.
Recently?
Yeah, because I'm trying to have a baby. What did you say?
I said, oh, God.
I've been trying that for 10 years. Well,
Why would you say that?
Because that's a long time.
Really?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good self-control. Well
fantastic
done.
Self-control.
It's
3 weeks.
Well,
amazing.
Here's the deal. Well, no, 3 weeks not a long time. It's not.
If I miss a day, I'm aware of it.
I didn't do it for 2 weeks. No porn, nothing for 2 weeks. And by that, like, end of that 2 weeks, I was going to, like, murder someone.
Even if you're fucking during it, yes?
Well, here's the deal. Is
even if you're having sex, like, during
no,
that 2 weeks?
No.
No,
have nothing.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
No
you
sex.
You were trying to store up.
I'm storing up, what? And I'm fucking, I'm away on the road. What is? What is?
Like, how do you, I'll keep going. How do you function?
Okay, so here's the deal.
How does your wife function?
Now, I was on the road. I was away.
Yeah.
And I knew that she was going to be ovulating in a certain time.
Right.
So I'm going to fucking wait. Okay. I'm not going to watch porn because I wanted to try to make a connection when I was fucking banging my wife to have a baby. I wanted to know that if it did happen, that I was actually looking, connecting, and right there in the moment, which is hard to do now because I'm such a fucking nut sexually to look down and see a woman that I love and just, it takes a lot. Number one. When I did have sex, I was actually way more connected because I was horny. I haven't seen my wife in 3 weeks. Seeing her naked was like, fuck yeah, let's get this. So I was aggressive with her like I am in my head with other women or I was in the past. So I could actually be that dirtball that I am with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She actually liked it, which was good. She said ow once, which fucking took my boner away. Oh, there's nothing worse than ow. Oh, you fucking twat. Fucking chick from Jersey who fucking, you know, fucking fist fucking her asshole. She's
what are
eating
you
my
doing?
Shit. Yeah, I never heard ow. I just heard, yeah, you fucking faggot. Do it more. Do it more. I remember I slipped and told the chick she was eating my ass. I go, yeah, eat that pussy.
Oh.
And she went, excuse me?
Love that story.
So,
eat
that pussy.
So
romantic.
That story.
So here's the deal.
So
it does work because when I looked at porn after like a few days we fucked, it, you know, blah, blah, blah. She was ovulating. We were supposed to have the baby. I went back to porn and I couldn't watch the forced shit that I like. I like forced. I couldn't watch some of the fucking weird shit that I kind of like. I couldn't watch it. I actually got into a scenario.
Yeah, passion.
And old school. Well, no, I'm not a fucking
really?
Asshole. Passion. Did you say passion?
Yeah. That's what I'm into.
That's interesting.
I know.
I love that shit.
Can I just say something, though? I actually know what she's saying.
Yeah.
It's passion. It's
like,
it's,
you know, like watching porn. Like,
they actually make out.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, they come together and it's like it sounds like, but then on the other spectrum, it depends how I'm feeling. I'll like the, you know, the force stuff as well.
It's the same part of
you were fucking molested when you were a kid.
It's the same part of the hypocrisy, though, has me with porn very specifically. I've had now that my daughter is like, she's almost 10 years old.
Oh my God.
And yeah. Like a functioning little girl and she's getting like, you know, she's developing boobs and she's going in fifth grade and like. You see what's going to start happening, and she's on the phone. You see her, you know, preteen years coming on. Now I can't watch. I have a hard
child
time.
Porn.
No, that's it.
You know
thing
what,
of the
guys?
Past. You know what? And if anybody, so I'm saying, if anybody here wants it, I'm getting rid of a box.
For my daughter, no more child porn. I'm done.
No,
it only took 10 years.
Yeah, because you know what? Yeah, now I realize not cool.
Uh-huh.
No, you know what it is? I can't watch. No, oddly the opposite. I can't watch
sweet
pro porn.
Videos.
I can't watch professional produce porn anymore because I know those girls are all fucking drug fucked up. Yeah. You've seen so many documentaries and behind the scenes. But there's a great documentary called Hardcore that will make you never want to watch pro porn.
What is that again?
Hardcore. It's,
where is it?
I found it online.
Is it on Netflix?
Probably, yes. It's vicious.
Okay.
It's shows that guy. Shows the guy Max Hardcore.
Yeah. Like what? Kelly's the worst. That she has. I finally got her fucking internet.
Well,
tonight.
They bring a girl.
She's the worst.
They bring a girl. That documentary.
Porn, I'm distracted.
That documentary. Just they bring a girl over. In that documentary, they bring a girl over from England, and it just shows her journey with these camera guys. So much so that with Max Hardcore, when she goes to audition with him, the camera guys stop rolling, and they put a thing on the screen that says, we had to stop rolling because we realized at this point she can't make her own decisions anymore, and we had to step in. Because like he comes in, he goes, yeah, you want to be in porn? She didn't even want to do like guy porn 3 days before that. Now, she'd already been in a gangbang at this point because her manager guy's talking her into it, and she's trying to make money for her daughter back home. And whatever her sad story is, I'm sure.
And this is documented on film.
Yeah, they showed her daddy issues on film. And she's like crying, looking at photos of her dad. But Max Hardcore comes in when he auditions girls. He goes, yeah, you want to be in porn? He just like literally just starts like fucking her in the ass in front of people, not on camera. Not just starts doing it and taking advantage. Now the
well,
piece
on
of
camera,
shit. The piece of shit. I
right?
am. Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it was on camera.
Yes, but not on like not making a porn movie.
They weren't making money. They weren't going to make money on
right.
it. But they weren't.
She
they
would, wasn't.
He was doing it for show because there was a camera in the room.
Sure.
So
very
it's not.
Possibly.
He didn't just come in for shits and giggles.
No, okay.
He knew. Yeah.
He's vicious though. You see it, and you see how his
terrible.
Mind game turns from being like, "Hey, baby, come on, you're beautiful," to being like, "All right, you want to let your fucking family down, then put your shit on and get the fuck out, and you want to be a shitty mom and not." It's a, and then she. That's what makes her go.
I said that to my wife last week.
I guess I'll stay. But that's what makes him go, I guess I'll stay and do it. It's pretty vicious. But anyway,
listen,
piece of shit I am, of course, did, by the way, I'm not going to lie. I went and looked up that girl's porn clips from the shit she shot in that movie, and I did jerk off to those.
Yeah, because you're a hunk of garbage.
Yes. But that being said, I don't watch pro porn anymore because
those
girls
said,
are so fucked up.
Jay, fuck you. You just.
I'm a hypocrite.
Listen,
1,000%. I'm
not. You're not even
that.
A hypocrite. You're a piece of shit.
Okay.
You just said,
my
look.
My mom, I'm
listen,
on the phone, and I just told me
listen
I was
to me.
A great man.
Listen to me. You are a great man. I'm not saying being a piece of shit is a bad thing. I think it's a great thing.
He's about to put his whole collection on eBay.
No, he's not.
Only the child porn is going on.
Listen, he's such a piece of shit. He actually tried to get us to believe that he had some type of dignity because he goes, I don't watch pro porn anymore because of, and then he watched this documentary, this girl literally get a fucking abuse, fuck you, and then he went, the first thing he did,
ago.
He went and jerked off to it. He didn't even jerk
ago.
Off to the actual... The movie, he went and find the real clips
well,
that
she's
they
like
filmed.
She likes it.
I just like the way
exactly. You're a hunk of garbage.
Absolutely.
Is that a real term, by the way? Pro porn. It
sure,
like
because what I jerk off to now is like the amateur, like homemade, like
listen. I want to
watch
ask,
my wife bang my friend.
Hang on,
type
I want
to
ask you something.
Welcome
this
to
is
the
what
pro porn league.
Because I've watched gay porn, okay, and what I don't get with gay porn is that when a chick sucks a dick, when a woman sucks a dick,
yeah.
She sucks it.
Kelly's
like
back
it's I don't know, there's just this there's something sexy and this the eyes and the it's almost like I don't know passion and there's something when a guy sucks another guy off in those movies, it's like a machine. It's just I know they're probably sucking dick the way you're supposed to suck dick. That is the maximum, oh my god, this feels awesome. Like, I know guys probably suck each other's dicks the way you're supposed to suck a dick, and women suck dick to kind of add their little sexy thing to it.
Women do a show.
Okay.
Men create a vacuum.
Bam! Thank you for summing it up after all these years.
But it looks
holy
wrong.
Fuck, man.
But
wait a minute.
Wrong.
Say, hang on one second.
Say
that again.
Women put on a show.
Right?
Men create a vacuum.
Men make their mouths into a fucking hole that you fuck. And that will you feel and women put on a show. Fuck yeah.
I think Norton has that on a t-shirt.
But that's fun. You know what I mean?
No,
like I've watched gay porn to be like, all right, let's check this shit out. What the fuck are these guys doing?
Sure.
And it's like, god damn it, it's just in the it's just there's nothing the thing that it's missing, even with the fucking creepy shit I like, you'll always see that girl and she'll you fucking oh god. You know, that fucking
yeah.
Sexy,
because
dirty.
She's looking for some sign from the guy that says, oh, am I doing it right? Is this good? Is this good?
Right.
A guy who's doing it, who has a dick of his own, knows what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, but isn't the thing,
doing,
though, almost like
it's
just
getting
it,
business taken care of.
But I think you're almost saying like, it just looks wrong. It looks wrong if you're not wired that way.
It doesn't look wrong. I never said it looked wrong.
No,
I'm
not wrong, it, like not wrong morally. I'm saying it looks like it just doesn't look like.
Don't try to get me in trouble like Tracy Morgan. Gay men are wrong.
And if Lenny sucked a dick, you'd stab him in the fucking heart, right? Isn't that what Tracy Morgan said?
No, that's he's joking. Lenny actually was like, "What? I'm not getting stabbed. I didn't suck a dick. What happened?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
What happened?
You've never. Have you ever done a little circuit jerk with your buddies back in the day?
No. What are you back talking about?
What's the gayest thing you've ever done?
You've never...
Soggy biscuit.
Hang on. First of all, it's very natural.
I don't drink anything with caffeine in it.
You went to Jewish camp, right?
A day camp.
Oh, you didn't go to overnight camp?
No.
That's why. You would have sucked a dick if you went to overnight camp.
Yeah. It would have happened.
I never went to any
that's
overnight
what happens
camp.
You didn't need to. Every day was overnight camp for you.
In my head, I wish.
When was the first time you were with a dude?
17 years old.
Wow.
He's never been with a woman.
But I remember wanting to be with a dude in kindergarten. I distinctly remember that.
Wow.
In kindergarten?
Kindergarten.
Really? You liked you were a child molester.
Well, as
in
a kindergarten. Child, you can't really be a molester.
No, you were a child molester.
Yeah. Yeah, that needs a hyphen kids. Or a comma or something.
When you molest people your own age, it's okay.
It's all in grammar.
Yeah. When you molest someone your own age, it's great. It's not molestation.
Comma.
Child, comma,
you're a child molester.
Oh boy, Lenny.
Same thought.
anything to say with that?
Nothing. So,
I got nothing.
Lenny, would you freak out at touching one of your friend's dicks as a joke?
Well, do it now. Let's see. What?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It would wig you out.
It would wig me out too. I wouldn't do that.
Like, really?
You know why I wouldn't do that? First of all, I would never do that. I feel like it would take away some of my soul.
Why?
Because it's like to make you laugh. I'm touching a dude's cock. Go fuck yourself. Do you know what I mean? If I just did it, like if someone told me to do it, or if we were hanging out and you took your dick out, you're like, hey, and everybody was laughing, and I grabbed it and I fucking pulled it.
Yeah,
you're
no, like, I mean, like that. That's what
if
I'm
it
saying.
Was a spontaneous thing,
sure.
Yeah. But if you were like, dude, grab his dick.
No, that doesn't.
All right, well, set the scenario right for me.
I'm sorry. I didn't know all the stars had to line up for you to grab this fucking imaginary cock. All right. It's June.
Look, man.
It's a nice, temperate time of season.
Yeah, I go. And
he just got out of the shower.
Night or day.
Two knuckles deep cleaning his butthole. Yeah.
I don't get why you stick. Now, do you stick a... Nice. It's just, do you soap your finger?
Yeah.
And you... Now, that... impresses you that he cleans his asshole.
Yeah.
Do you clean your asshole like that? Or do you have another technique?
Well, I only go to that kind of trouble when I know I'm in for something.
Thin guy, though, too.
I love the way he innuendoed that.
I
only go through that fucking that trouble when I'm in for a night of rende.
Or when I think there might be a possibility.
You've been
horizon.
In and out of fat in your life. You've been in and out of it. Like, yes. I've been fat my whole life. I never want to be... I always think when I'm in a room and someone's like, something smells like shit, I'm always like, is it, please don't let it be
fat
me.
People so don't I, smell like I'm shit. Very... I've been fat. I don't think I've ever
How fat were you?
277 in high school.
Wow.
Oh wow.
That's crazy. That's what I weigh now. I've just dropped
that's what
60
I,
pounds.
That's what I weigh now, too.
277?
Yeah, I actually weigh 270.
Yeah, I'm 270.
Maybe a little under 270. I'm probably 260 something now. Because I lost a little
but
bit.
I'm but I'm 6'9".
Yeah, but I'm 7'2".
You,
so you were a fat gay guy.
I was a fat kid, played the tuba in high school.
Oh, you're
definitely
fucking
gay.
Yeah, it was horrible.
That's
so
phallic.
How did you find, did you have to fuck regular, like, fat? Like, is it the same way for, like, a fat? Like, we either had to be funny or we had to fuck fat chicks.
Are you sure you weren't the person that Jay was with?
I was not the chick behind that couch.
You weren't the one lying on your ground,
them.
Tucking
absolutely.
Your cock back, your fucking ginger dick back.
You weren't the ugly girl's ugly friend.
Where are you from, man?
Tubalig,
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Oh, that's a tough place to
so
be.
So it
fucking
wasn't
gay.
As though I was just going around hooking up with other fat gay dudes. I was repressing everything about who I was.
Everything.
I know another gay guy from North Carolina.
17.
So 17, you said fuck it.
17, AOL came out, and so did I.
Really?
Oh, and, shit.
Now
chat room.
Chat rooms. Yeah, really? Was it chat rooms?
Yeah.
Anything dangerous?
What was I going to do? Go do something in person?
But was it dangerous shit or was it another like 17, you know, what was your age, sex, location answer?
Well, my age, sex, location was 18. And
what the fuck does that mean?
Do you remember when AOL chat came out? It was people were like ASL ? Age, sex, location. And you start chatting.
Yeah.
So I was lying about my age. I said I was 18. I was 17.
Yeah, but you were 17.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
It wasn't a big deal.
Huh. Now, is it? Now let me ask you a question.
12 years above age in
North
Carolina.
Here's the thing. Is it? Does the age? If a guy was 18, wanted to suck a 17-year-old's cock, Is you still get arrested for that?
No, in North Carolina, I think the age of consent is 16.
Oh, wow. So then you've been gay. You've been out of the closet for how old are you now? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 31.
31.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a boyfriend?
An old queen.
I have.
You have a
boyfriend? Yeah, 30. Old. 30 is gay death.
You know? Is it really? Yeah. I thought 40 was the new gay.
Well, 40 probably is the new gay death.
Because of modern family.
What does that mean? You mean it's over?
I've been put out to pasture. I'm like settled down now. I basically have
going to buy an antique store.
Yeah, they get to bring people home, right? You have like rules, right?
Yeah, we have good rules. And here's the thing. You have to be honest and you have to recognize. Well, as a gay man, in my relationship, I'm lucky because we recognize that monogamy is kind of an unrealistic expectation for men,
tell
especially
my wife.
In the city.
Yeah,
and so we recognize the idea that what I don't know won't hurt me.
Be safe.
He doesn't know, and be safe. Absolutely.
So number one, be safe. Because we were doing a chapter in the cheat book. Because we do, I have a book coming out with Billy Burr and Joe DeRosa called "Cheat: A Man's Guide to Infidelity," and it's a how to cheat and get away with it as a man. Mm-hmm. But we were like, okay, we have to write a chapter on gay guys, because you know you guys are guys and you guys cheat. But it was we were like, fuck it, we took it out of the book because I talked to a bunch of gay guys, and it was a book unto itself. All the oh my God lifestyle in the world of gay men. There's so many little codes and things and ways you can. It's like, wow. I was like, dude, it would have been a whole new book. So I was like, fuck it. Let a gay guy write the cheating book. Forget, because they don't cheat. You guys, you come up with your own little fucking agreement and you kind of stick by it. Like one guy was telling me, yeah, I can go to a massage, a steam room and fuck around. And
I think it's not as more prevalent to find. I mean, I think you'd find that probably just as much as you'd find like swinging couples and shit, though.
Well, I think the
way more.
A higher like
the swinging
ratio.
Couples of fucking way lower ratio than gay men. Absolutely.
But I know there's a lot of gay men who are like, you can't fucking cheat.
No, there's gay men that do. That's called a regular relationship, right? They call it. What do they call that when they try to live like a woman
stop
and man
acting
married?
Like a homo.
When gay guys mirror their relationship after a straight couple?
Yeah, what is that called?
I don't know what that's called. I don't know.
It's called boring.
Yeah.
It's called I have no interest in that.
It's called try it. Failed. It's called, well, you know, because, I mean, my first time experiencing a gay dude, my sister, who we kind of had not a falling out, but my abusive stepfather used to fucking abuse her physically and mentally and me. So we kind of separated. Like, I'm going to go survive. And she went and found her people and I went and found my people. I didn't have anybody, actually. I had nobody. I was just all alone. I didn't have friends, blah, blah, blah. She found these gay alternative people, eyeliner, and they named their car Massengale Douche, and they would, you know what I mean? They did all this weird shit, Rocky Horror Picture, and they'd hang out at a park and just not drink, but you know, have cokes.
Be goth.
And, yeah, it was before goth.
Right, right.
And I remember I was hanging out with her, and there was this guy Bill around the corner. He had an apartment with his little sister, who was a cutie, this blonde, kind of fucking, you know, didn't talk too much, just kind of sat there, and I, you know, my sister told me this guy was gay, little thin dude, right? Kind of like Lenny a little bit, you know? And I didn't know what gay was. I just, okay, whatever that is. I was, I think, 10.
Sure.
And I remember I came over the house looking for my sister. He said, come on in. And I came in and there was a room. And I guess he had a party the night before. And it was just a party, but there's a room full of mattresses. Like, he took one room and filled it with mattresses on the floor. And I'm like 10. I'm like, well, this is fun. And I'm like jumping around.
Oh, it was like a Bicycle Pete episode of Different Strokes.
Yeah.
Right. And then I remember he shut the door and he kind of locked it because his sister was at the piano in the other room.
Did you hear the lock really, really loud?
And then I lied down on the mattresses and I'm like, you know, this is a fun mattress room. And then he lied down next to me and he's like, so you're so cute. And he started being real, like, and I was like, oh shit, he's gonna fuck me. And I was like, all right, I just ran. I unlocked the door and ran. I never went back. Like I was petrified.
I love his sister just looked, was a blindfold and plays piano all night. People just butt fuck all over the house.
In the mattress. What's in that room? Nothing. The mattress is in there.
Fuck. She's just playing the piano. Yeah.
I remember running by her and she didn't even talk. She was just playing the piano. She looked at me like a creepy mom. She just looked at me like,
another one bites the dust. Bling, 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 bling.
Go into the mattress room.
Yeah. That was my first experience where I was like, oh my God, they fucking mattress rooms.
It's fucking great.
Fucking
all right, we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to come back. We're going to do some sponsors. We're going to come back, wrap up the show. I didn't even introduce you, Big J Oakerson.
Oh, man.
You know, if you guys don't know, then you're fucking dumb. He's been on the show before. One of my favorite guests. We got Lenny. We got Kelly and our new friend.
Sloan.
The fucking Sloan.
Sloan.
Yeah, we have Gay Joe.
Gay Joe.
And now we have...
Sloan the Bone?
Sloan the Bone. I like it. Yeah. Sloan the Bone.
Who's Gay Joe?
Gay Joe is the other photographer. We didn't even know he was gay. He's from... Because he had an Australian accent. You can't tell gay guys with accents.
And he looks like... He's just like the way he dresses as well. Like he's just very man.
Yeah, he comes in. Hello, mate. Hey, I'll take some photos.
But he's very man. He's like, hey, going? Good? Shakes your hand. He's like, yeah, I suck some cock. Like, hey, oh.
Nah, she's fucking out of her mind.
Can
she's,
I be...
She's
I
actually be... making him more butch than he is.
No.
He's not. He's happy as shit. He's a nice... He's just a nice guy. I mean, he's not as gay as fucking Sloan the Bone. I mean, Sloan the Bone is fucking...
Yeah.
Even the way he holds his camera. He holds his camera like a like it's a fucking gentle cock that he's fond of.
With his pinky up.
This thing is very delicate, and it's on loan from the husband.
Okay, cool. Maybe. So we'll be right back. We'll do a little ads and all that shit, and we'll be back with You Know What, Dude. All right, we're back. We're back. We took a little break, but we're going to do a little commercial. Right now, you want to support the show, and you know you do because you listen to the show for free every goddamn fucking week. You download it, and you enjoy it. So you want to help us? There's three ways you can do that. Number one, go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and go to our page and you can donate whatever you want, $1, $20 million, whatever you have. You can donate. All that money goes to equipment and stuff like this new video camera that this motherfucker's using right, the Sloan the Bone's using right now. Does that make me gay? He's
second
just shaking his head. I know she's gonna, he's going to go to Kelly later. He's gay. He's fucking gay.
You know what?
He was looking at my dick.
I have to
I have... Fucking hit my senses were fucking tingling. I wanted to shoot my web all over his face. Listen, anyways, you can go there and donate, or you can go because you buy stuff on the internet. All the stuff we talk about on Tech Talk, all the things that you need, anything you want, you buy off the internet. Go to our page and hit the Amazon button and buy it from our Amazon page. We get we get money on every purchase you, and the higher the purchase, the more money you spend, the more money we get. We get a percentage of that, a very small percentage, but we do. So go to our page, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and hit the Amazon button before you purchase anything on the internet. Another way, too, go to gamefly.com/YKWD and get your free 2-week trial offer from us. If you're a video game junkie like me, don't spend the money on that shit. Don't go a $60 game that you're going to use for 2 weeks and then be stuck with and sell it for $4 at GameStop. Except for anything Rockstar. Buy those because they're friends of ours. But go to gamefly.com/YKWD and have your 2-week trial. It's like Netflix for video games. You use them, return them, get a new game. Because new games are coming out every month now. So go there. And save yourself some money, save yourself some time, and support YKWD. And tell your friends to do that.
Can so I give a testimonial to Gamefly?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Because I just bought fucking Madden 13. And you're not a sports video game guy, Bobby, are you?
I like them. Yeah, but I would now. I do now because I use Gamefly.
Can't fucking play a season on Madden 13 unless you have, if you're hooked up online. You got to be hooked up online to play a season.
No shit.
That's so lame. I wish I would have just got it from Gamefly and given it the fuck back.
Testimonial. God damn it. Good for you.
That's all about Gamefly.
Oh, man.
We could have had Tech Talk.
Yeah, you want...
Do you have any tech?
Do I have any tech? No, but...
Technically, what's the gayest thing you've done?
All right, so we're back, man.
Switcheroo.
Here's the thing, too. We were talking about all this crazy shit with... fucking Sloan the Bone and Jay and me, but then we're sitting over here and Kelly, I mean, you have sex issues too, right? You're a dirty girl.
Yeah,
you like to be choked.
Be
this is gonna ruin my thought of Kelly now.
You like to be spit on and have ruined? a boot on your face.
Looks like a normal, filthy, very nice girl.
You like a rain stick up a rain stick up your wallaboo?
Yeah. The old I like a bit of, I like it a bit filthy, but sometimes I like it nice. It just depends what mood I'm in. It's always different.
Why would that ruin your opinion if she has, if she's into gross shit? I think I'm a good dude. I just like some creepy ass shit. I mean, Bobby's a great dude.
Thanks, man. I like that I'm great and you're good.
Yeah, you may be better than me. You know what? In my life, you've been great because you've been very, you were very helpful to me, especially early in my career. Super helpful.
Just like filthy stuff.
Like what? Name something that you like. We've all been open. Be open.
Yeah, yeah. Force is a very good
don't
thing.
Don't be disgusting. Jesus Christ, Kelly.
What? That's disgusting.
My kid might be listening.
God, man. What the fuck? My
Star
wife
Wars?
Listens
what does
to
that
this.
Mean?
I like a man to spit in my mouth.
I love that. I love that fucking Lenny's so nerdy. He went, yeah. Star Wars?
Star Wars?
Like the Force?
The Force.
Use the Force on my pussy?
Oh, shit.
So what, seriously, you like force, like talk, what is it?
Like, you know, like holding down stuff, holding against stuff. I never want to feel like the stronger person. I need to make sure that he makes me feel like I'm the weaker one.
So you like to be thrown around a little bit, forced to suck a dick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
What kind of Sloan the bone are you fucking that you feel strong?
Sloan is like, Sloan actually was my educator on how to give blowjobs.
Really?
Yeah. Where?
Hey, that's genius.
Where?
No, we.
So you blow like a gay guy?
Stop flourishing,
like,
more vacuum.
Him. Yeah, I'm like, I asked him. I'm like, tell me what is the most important thing to know? And he's like, this is what. And he like taught me very like very literal and very.
You turn the camera back on you, just nodding your head.
What can I ask you this? What did he teach you? I want to know if he taught you what I would say is fucking fantastic.
This is what he taught me. I normally to get some lubrication on a penis. I normally spit on the dick to get it. But now,
I feel weird.
Sloan was saying.
Spit
how,
on the microphone. Show us how.
Now he's sort of
spit on Lenny's pink microphone.
Spit on Lenny's dick that
Lenny's
he's hiding because it's hard right
now.
He's
the most adorable
I'm
thing in the world.
Interested.
Lenny, go solve that problem
face.
On the board.
Big J's finger up his ass. I'm not sure I could deal
with
it.
I'm telling a dirty story, and Lenny's got his hand under his chin like he's a schoolgirl on
right.
a rotary phone,
swiggling
his fingers around the cord.
Dude, you couldn't be more hunched over. You're the letter C right now. What's wrong with you? What are you hiding?
Boner hiding.
But he said, because I was like, yeah, I spit on it to get you know, to get it all wet and stuff. And he's like, no, if you push it down further enough and you suck this much and blah, 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 your
push it down
mouth,
in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, your mouth produces its own lubrication so it doesn't get dry because your own spit makes it dry too quickly. But it's a natural lubricant that comes from the back of your throat.
Yeah.
That Jesse's nodding.
It's almost like snot.
Yeah, and you don't need it. And I found out, and it's a really hard suction to the point where I was like, am I doing it right? Because, like, my cheeks, like, my teeth.
I
want to
go suck a dick right now. Just try this. I want to see if this is true. We have to do a Mythbusters on this. Kelly, I want you to suck Lenny's dick.
Well, we all blew loads down your throat. Myth busted.
But I still haven't learned how to have a guy come in my mouth, though.
Really, you can't do
that. What do you have to
learn?
Just don't take it out of your mouth. Yeah.
What do you have to learn? How to like shitty tastes?
I just...
That's like the dismount.
How to like an old apple?
No, it's the perfect dismount.
Don't blow the dismount.
Eat black licorice first and then realize how good you got it.
You know what it was?
Lick the bottom of the guy's foot and then realize this ain't so bad.
Could be worse.
Yeah, lick Jay's index finger after he gets out of the shower and then you realize...
It tastes like ivory soap, I promise you.
Why does your finger taste like iron?
I swear to you, when I get out of the shower, after I've done that, then I do this. I go, I open my butt cheeks with almost like this part of my forearms almost, and then I take a toilet paper and get at least a knuckle in there with toilet paper to make sure there's nothing on the toilet paper.
Are you preparing to be gay?
Yeah, just in case. What if something gay happens?
You never know when someone's going to lick his asshole.
Do you know something that I don't like? Red Dawn, but gay guys in parachutes?
Dude, I never like want to have my butt crack sweat and smell like shit. That's right.
That's really nice of you for
OCD.
G-O-C-D.
It's selfish also because I don't want to be like judged in by like... I would do anything that not make people think of me as fat first. Yeah. As I
so Kelly, you can't swallow.
Clean
you can't swallow alone.
Clean asshole Jay Oakerson.
Not even just swallow. I've never had a guy come in My mouth. I just got to the point where every time I did it, I let them come on my tits, and then it just got too far where I was like, I think I'm just going to save this for the right guy. Like, I'm saving it. Like, when I really want to be with someone.
Can't wait to throw up
that's
on you.
The
guy you had a guy come on your face?
No.
I can't wait.
Say, the guy who you let come in your mouth, if you tell him another guy came on your face, for him to be upset.
This is what I love about girls who wait to do it with the right guy. So then you wait, and you finally, the guy you love, you meet the guy. Oh my God, it's your night. And you let him come in your mouth, and you throw up on his dick because you're not used to fucking load juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, get used to it. Practice on guys you don't like. And then by the time you get to your guy, you'll know how to swallow, or you like it, or you don't. You've done it all, and then you can actually have a nice time.
Well, the guy that's hanging around now, I think it's probably going to happen with him. So
you know what? I'll just take a shot.
I'll keep you posted, guys.
I'll just give you a shot glass of my jizz and just play with it. Have fun with
it. Yeah, shoot it down like oysters.
Don't chew
Tabasco
it.
on an oyster cracker.
Just don't now, chew it.
Now, Sloan the Bone, have you?
Yes, sir.
Do you like cum? I didn't know how to say that. I really just did. I was trying to find a way to polite, like the technical term. Do you like
semen?
Well, I appreciate the direct approach.
Right.
Like chicken?
It's aggressive, not passive aggressive.
Do I like?
Well, no, not do you like it.
Like,
can you
take ice cream? Like, I seek out ice cream. I'm not just going to be like, I'm in the mood for some cum.
I want to go to that meatball place and then get a shot of cum when we're done at the other place.
You know what I could really use right now?
It's like, I'm going to wash this down with some cum.
Do you know there's a new truck in town down in the East Village called Cum Loads?
The beers are cheap, but their cum is worth the dough.
Oh my God, they're open late. It's and I follow calorie. Them on I follow them on Twitter, so I know they're right now they're on 34th Street. And
do you, let me ask you a question, Sloan the Bone.
In the mood for a smoothie.
Sloan, do you now think it may be harmful to Kelly? Because I tell you, and Bobby said this is true.
Harmful
in a sense that if you take, you don't want to take away all her flourish because they said before, I get it, the back of the throat spit is fantastic, but then I do like a girl to fucking spit a fucking luge on my dick and talk a little shit and do whatever.
I'll do that for effect.
It doesn't have to be all functional, but it's not effect. That's important to a guy.
Like he said though, guys put on a show.
For me, it's functional.
If a girl blows me with no, and she's not moaning herself also.
Can I just tell you, you're saying that guys love, the reason why guys love, when you want to suck a dick good, Kelly? Love sucking the dick.
That's we have spoken about this
love
before.
Sucking the dick. If you don't love, even if you're faking it, if you pretend that you love sucking my dick, whatever blowjob you give me is going to be amazing.
We have actually spoken about this before, and it was when you were in when we did the show back at your house, and that's exactly what I said. I'm like, and I always say this to girls, I'm like, you have to love it.
You have to love it. Don't do it.
Don't ever look up when you're blowing a guy. Don't ever look up at him and give him that look as if to say, see what I'm doing for you?
Same thing about
No, you should fucking enjoy it.
Same thing about a fucking big gash in a woman's leg. Yeah. You have to, it's like, if you ever looked at a pussy in light, like fucking fluorescent hospital lights, you'd fucking want to like kill it with a rake.
I love it. I'm a pussy guy. I'd rather see pussy than tits or ass.
You love it because you learn to love it. I'm sure when you first start. But like Lenny, now I got to get to you because we've been can do this side of the table for hours. Yeah, I know you like the story, but here's the deal, Lenny.
Yeah.
You are that guy. You're a guy who doesn't fucking, you're not, what kind of porn do you like, Len?
I don't really watch a lot of porn.
Really? Well, if you did watch porn, what would you what'd you say, Kelly?
I said bullshit.
Really?
I believe him.
I don't have a lot of time.
I absolutely believe
you. You don't have
really
time?
Don't have time.
What do you do?
Well,
do you have a day
job?
To
come over.
What?
I'll just get a real girl.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what do? Talk?
You're horrible.
No, I'm asking. What do you do?
But a guy can't make a decision like, anytime he wants
like,
to get a real girl.
Me and Jay were talking off. You're like, there are guys like you out there. We think that, especially in comedy and showbiz, or guys that we know, that every guy relates to what me and Jay are saying, and the majority do. Okay, even with Sloan the Bone, you know, and Kelly. But there are guys like you out there. I remember I attacked this lady in the crowd, this older lady. I'm like, I have this joke in my act that women fought, you know, about women banging my wife. You know, my wife, who I love, blew me on a rock for an ice cream on our first date. And that's a fact. So it's like, my wife is a whore, too. I technically married a dirty pig. Okay? And this woman was like, no, I didn't do that. I waited. He courted me. Like, this lady was like one of those people. And you're one of those guys. Well, you're not a piece of shit.
Well, I don't... I just have a lot to do in a day. I don't know, like, you guys are obsessed with it. You know, you've thought about everything, and you've taken it to, like, whatever level.
Right.
to what, you know, like gone to Brazil. Like it doesn't.
Can you rationalize liking a girl who was a bit of a fucking slob in her day?
I don't know.
Or would that stick in your ass a lot?
I really don't want to know about
it. But at some point you might.
Let me ask you a question.
Probably.
So, when you're with a girl, I mean, you're at the point now where you want to meet a girl. If you're going to waste the time with being on a girl, it has the potential to go somewhere.
Yeah, I think
you're not just fucking broads.
Let's put it.
I feel bad. You have sweat on your upper lip, and it's freezing up here.
No, it's
not. I have the AC and fans on, and poor Lenny has sweat on his upper lip.
My upper lip is sweating. No, look, it's two ways to go. You either just have sex with women just to do it, whatever, or you try and get a relationship. I've been trying to be in a relationship where I want to spend time with that girl, but that I can't pull that off. So I'm in the other relationship, which is not necessarily healthy.
Fooling around.
Yeah, fooling around.
So it's a booty call relationship.
Yeah.
But it's regular sex. It's not. You're not experimenting. You're not taking it to levels or trying new things.
No, I don't think I'm from that world.
Really?
I don't think I'm from that world. I mean, the way you guys talk, like, you should get on the bus. But then you take it to such level, you can't go back to, like, intimacy almost. So it's like, I don't want to go to that
but
place.
If a girl whipped out, like, a butt plug, would you be like, this is not the girl for me? Or
yeah,
would you
probably.
Be like, or would you be like, oh, fuck, hell yeah, let's rock it out?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think if it meant a lot to her, you know, like, we should do something.
You're
like
such
that.
A
I
nice
mean,
that's
guy.
Even, that's even, like, a
nicer.
Thought process. Yeah, yeah, if it meant a lot to her, it's like, if a girl pulled that bubble, I don't worry if it means a lot to her. I go,
if she was
this
like,
chick likes a fucking plug up her ass.
If just, he'd be like this. This is Lenny. No, I mean, if you want it, please.
No,
all
I mean,
right. All right.
I'm very accommodating.
You know? Are you sure you're not gay?
No. I'm very accommodating.
He's
like
a good guy.
What do you want?
He's just nice.
So listen to me.
You're
listen
like a fat
to
teenage girl. Whatever you want.
Listen.
Whatever like, you want, I guess.
I take direction well, ladies.
Did you ever fuck you know? Bobby in the back seat of a car while his friend?
So have you ever
like
done...
The questions get worse and worse.
Have you ever... Do you ever pull a girl's hair?
Yeah.
Like, did you sorry right after?
I'm my bust.
No, they... Uh-huh. You try and feel out what they like and what they don't like. Like, I know one girl, all she wants to do is get spanked. That's all she wants to
and
do.
And you spank her.
I'll spank her, of course.
Like, how do you spank her, though? Like, when I spank a girl, I'm fucking spanking this bitch.
Yeah, I'm spanking her because you learn to, like, all right, let's see if I can really spank. Like, yeah, they like as harder and harder, as hard as you can.
Slap your hand. Can I ask you how?
Come on, Robert.
All right, like this or like this?
Like handprints at the end?
Yeah.
Like, is it pink?
Yeah, there's handprints.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, really?
Are you that's biting your bottom lip as you do it? That's how hard it is.
That's like, where the white man
gets
hard. His power.
It's to the point where I'm like, this cannot be. Like,
you're laughing?
I'm almost laughing because I'm that cynical.
Right.
I'm still a comic. Like, how fucking ridiculous.
I told you the time I was slapping a girl's ass. She was blowing my friend, and I was slapping her ass, and I got so into it, I slapped my own ass.
Oh, shit.
And it shut down the room. She turned around. She went, did you just slap your own ass?
It really lit up this side of the room.
I get the ass slapping,
though.
Did the
friends clap?
What's that?
He did the friends clap.
You never...
Be aggressive.
What do you think is... What would you say is like... Or could you even say what the most like... aggressive thing you've done? Have you ever like, just put a finger up a girl's ass ever?
No, I've never done
You've
that.
Never put a finger up a girl's ass? You've
you
never
fucked a girl in the ass?
Yep.
You fucked and you didn't like it?
No, I liked it.
You did?
Yeah, it's tough to pull that off every time. Like, some women do not like that.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't try
everything. Who?
I don't.
Who are
some
these
of them
women?
Don't.
Who are these women you speak of?
I assume those are tears of joy.
Yeah. When they say no,
well, you know what's so
mean?
Funny is that there's a
well,
lot
you
of.
You can't just. Don't you ask?
Sure.
All right. Well,
it usually comes up a comment. That's usually not.
I usually go like
that's
this.
Usually not night one.
I usually hear. I hear. I,
thank God you yeah, said it.
I'm not a piece. I'm not a total.
Thank
pack.
You.
I have
Jay.
A kid.
Jesus,
Jack. Do you just think about when your daughter
thank
like,
you, Jay.
2 years from now, 4 years from now,
no.
where she's like 15, 16, she's like, Dad,
and she's
this
really
guy,
hot.
And this guy walks in and it's you, but
that's
like
right.
20 years ago, and you just go, get back in the house.
I she's got me back. And her mom's big titties.
Here's the deal. I can't
love it.
I can't wait till you Artie walks in with your daughter.
What?
Artie.
You heard me.
I didn't hear you say that. I'm sorry.
Artie walks in with your daughter.
Absolutely. It's going to be an Artie, without a doubt.
an Artie.
Yeah, man.
If I could use my suggestive tone, it's going to be an Artie or, God forbid, a Godfrey.
which to people who don't know what that is, they're both black.
Yeah. Are you more afraid of that, or are you afraid of finding like a book where she is rated?
No.
I just wanna... She has a fucking journal of loads.
Wait a second. Dude, she, that's it. I would give up. I failed as a parent.
All right, wait. What if she would you rather find like drugs in a room, like some pot in a room, or would you rather find that book?
Drug pot.
All right.
Really? So here's the deal. If you found meth in her, you'd rather find
pot.
Meth.
He did say pot.
Okay, so you found meth in her fucking pocketbook or a load journal with ratings. And it's different colored pens. Like she really, like this green, red, blue, and black pens.
She took a trip to Office Max for this.
Yeah, and you're reading it, and there's like people you know.
I gotta get a trapper keeper for my jizz load journal.
Yeah, but it's volume two.
Like, it's one of those pens that has all the colors.
It's the lost seasons.
Yeah, like the guy in Storage Wars found it. He found that, a gun from the Civil War, and a barber chair, a load journal.
She has like summer editions coming out, winter edition.
Oh fuck!
Labor Day weekends.
Let me explain. Let me explain why. All right, I got
Eddie,
it.
I was listening to a podcast one time.
Oh, you're making it real. All right. I'll give you an explanation. Meth. And it's because
meth. Seriously.
Dude.
All right.
There's a psychological thing that's going to come along with becoming that kind of a whore, that if you get wrapped up in fucking drugs, you could possibly, there's a fucking light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah, you can come back from that.
But you will always have those guys
from a
fucking
jizz journal
dropping loads all over you while you rank their jizz loads.
She's going to have a Travel Channel show. You know, it's nutty. It's
Isabella the Conqueror.
It's nutty. You can actually taste what this animal ate.
Today we're in Ireland tasting Irish.
He goes like this. She goes like this.
James had a lot of celery today.
Did you brush your teeth with Colgate? Do you use Colgate?
I do.
You want to try Hintermint?
Do you have a heavy ginger diet?
She can guess a guy's she can guess a guy's origins from his load. Like she's blindfolded into gauge. He's Asian, Japanese. He was there when the tsunamis happened because they can taste wood and mud.
It's like, what's my line?
It's a little seawater-ish.
At least if it was meth, there she has a story to tell. Like she can come back from going, I beat drugs, but after that,
she'll have a better story to tell if she fucking takes a jizz journal. But I don't want those stories.
Yeah,
to be
that's
told.
What I mean. Like that's no
for her sake or the fact that eventually it'll come out and be like, Jay, is your daughter?
It's not a proud story to come back.
It's
from.
Not. It's not like. Dude, I've never been the personality to handle like any kind of like, and again, that's it's the hypocrisy of like who a lot of us are, and myself very much so, is like I've done all this creepy shit. At the same time, you're like, I hope that I would instill in her. It's like, hey, if two guys are at a frat party asking you to come back to the room, like they want to fuck, like you won't have a good time. It will be blah blah blah. You know,
how do you know she won't though?
That's such good fatherly advice.
How do you know she doesn't have like a great story to tell her friends? Like, dude, I sucked both these guys off.
They high-fived me over the top.
One tasted like fucking like my favorite Starbucks tea, and the other one tasted like cake.
How many times have you been on the other end of that where you're like, this girl? How many stories do you have in your life, Bobby, where you know somewhere there's a girl going like, I shouldn't have done that. Like, I probably shouldn't have done that. That was, like, fucking... Huh? Even if you don't treat her... I've never treated girls shitty. I'm not like a...
I'm not either.
Get out.
I've never been that guy either. I've been the guy where it's like, my father molested me. And then 20 minutes later, Daddy, you like that? I do.
That's fucking gross.
I don't know if I've been that
guy. I'm that girl, though.
What did you say that was?
I said, that's gross.
This is one thing I hate Kelly does. She'll say hot cock and glouts, and I'll be like, what the fuck did you say?
It's grace.
She just steamrolled. Like, she expects us to understand her shitty accent.
This is the daddy like stuff's gross. Accent. But thank you, Lenny. I've done that before, though. Like, I've had those things where I'm like, I can't believe I did that.
Do you think?
I just so much regret.
I sense a fucking connection between you and Lenny right now. There's a there's been a lot of people in here, and I've never sensed Kelly. I've seen her be like, oh, starstruck or whatever, but there's like a weird vibe. Like, you might like Lenny.
Well, he's a nice guy.
I'm just saying,
if you're going to shit on me,
if you're going to take a load in the mouth. This is the guy.
I mean, he eats well.
Yeah.
Right. Organic, really healthy. His cum's going to taste good, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to taste
fucking
like
grass, fucking grass-fed jizz.
Yeah, it's going to taste like a matzo ball soup.
I can get it.
Oh, shit. I do like my jizz.
It really is.
And I get into a book.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man.
Lenny, you better pray to God you're never in my daughter's jizz journal. First thing I'll do is go through that list. If it starts saying shit like Louis J. Gomez, motherfucker.
His tastes like donuts and rice.
Am I going to make your cum journal?
Hey. Where do I rank on your jizz-o-meter?
My cum would taste like every. She just have to write everybody. Because I eat all. My cum tastes like sweat, some type of tadpole,
I gotta tell
and
you,
blood.
and hummus. Bit of hummus in there.
A little bit of blood.
If somebody did write a book like that, it would be huge, wouldn't it?
Yeah, first of all, jizz and Sloan the Bone, I would ask you this. And Kelly, jizz pretty much tastes.
I've tasted it.
Jizz
softly.
Jizz tastes the same.
Softly?
I would imagine.
Well, I've put it.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You ever tasted your own?
I've tasted my own.
You
but
ever taste your own, Lenny?
No.
Well, jizz tastes.
What?
Jizz tastes that really that much
How
different.
How thirsty are you?
You can fucking shut that off.
There's an underlying jizz flavor. Okay, you know it's jizz, but there are subtle differences. There are hints.
So it is like
tequila?
French cooking.
I mean, I couldn't really like pick out, you know, rice or mud or anything like that. But sometimes it's just like, ooh, he hasn't. This
Were
is,
you
this
in a
is
tsunami?
His first nut in a long time.
Really?
And sometimes it's a little like concentrated.
Concentrated jizz. So if a guy jerks, wait a minute. If a guy,
it's like palm if a guy
jerks off like a bunch of times and then he blows a load, it'd be like, oh, this is like a light jizz.
Yeah.
Probably a little
like,
thinned out.
It's the idea that, you know, you didn't put on deodorant that day. If you don't run around, if you don't work out, it's not that hot, you're not going to stink so much.
Right.
But if you do go to the gym, it's really humid outside, you're going to stink really bad. So it's the same sort of flavor profile.
Really?
You never jerked off till you're blowing ghost loads?
Yeah.
Just like it feels like you're going to fucking was like.
So when I swell like come for the first time, I want to be on the, like the second or third load?
You need to, yeah, you need to make sure this is a guy who's doing it all the time, not one of those 3 weeks.
No, not Lenny.
Okay.
You can't blow Lenny and swallow his load. You have to swallow Jay's. I jerked off 7 times already today.
At least I'm not going to smell.
This is going to taste like tears. It's just body water.
That's how she should start.
Tears.
You don't want that
sucking any balls.
Because it's just salt water. At this point, all my jizz is on the bathroom floor.
It's tears because it's from her own eyes from sucking your dick.
Exactly.
At least when I suck his balls, it's not going to taste like shit because I know he cleans himself well. That's
nice. You can go two knuckles into my asshole and you can eat a fucking sandwich with that hand.
How's this though? Three knuckles, you fucking taste
three
some
knuckles and it's fucking shit sitting down there.
It tastes like a dinosaur bone.
The guy that's been hanging around though, like because on the weekend when we hang out, it was like the first time like after when he was coming. I put it in my mouth just as he kind of finished coming, and I tasted it a bit, and it didn't taste that bad.
Did you?
So
ever,
it kind of made me feel good.
Did you ever like finger
like, oh,
a guy's asshole?
No.
Don't.
Go Kelly, for
don't.
It.
I don't.
Why?
Don't. Why not?
Why not?
I'm afraid he'll be gay if he's into it.
No. Why? Is that gay?
Don't you dare say that.
That's not gay.
So your gaydar is way
nothing,
off now.
There's nothing sexier than watching a hot chick clean her fingernail with a matchbook cover after.
Did you just eat ribs? No, I didn't.
you're having coffee after she eats sex. You just see that one dirty fingernail.
Oh, shit.
It looks like she was scraping dirt.
Oh, shit.
Let me give you this pamphlet that was written by Big J on how to clean your
ass. Listen, Lenny, have you ever tasted your own jizz?
No.
Why do you say
anyone
like
else's?
That?
Why do you have to ask?
You've never
like that?
Tasted your
what
own
jizz.
Who does that?
What if you just
everybody
jerked
else?
What if you just jerked off? What if you
everybody
jerked
in
off
the room raise their hand.
What if you jerked off and there's no tissue around?
What? Oh,
what if you jerk off and you're in the tub and you flipped your legs over your head trying to blow yourself and you came accidentally in your own face?
You never gave yourself a facial in the tub?
You never almost broke your own neck because you're too heavy to throw your legs over your head?
You don't make an auto bukkake?
Let it dribble down your chin?
You don't make an mouth while you're jerking off?
You don't play skee ball with your own jizz?
The eyes are hundreds. Yeah. The mouth's only 50.
All right, man.
On that
right.
note,
listen, we gotta go. We gotta wrap this up, man. All right, man. Lenny, what do you got to promote, brother?
What do I have to? I'm doing a film at the end of the month. Hopefully, you'll read it and we can get you in it.
All right, awesome.
It's called Water Balloon. We'll be out in probably
short film, long
short film.
We okay, great.
Enter into festivals, big budget.
Awesome, dude.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so look out for that. And you have a website or anything?
Yep, LennyMarcus.com. Twitter, LennyMarcusNYC.
Very funny guy, man. Right. One of my favorites.
I recently went and watched, I went on Lenny's website, actually, not too long ago to watch all the... The comic strip Christmas videos, man.
Are they all on your website?
They're all on my website.
Fantastic,
if you
want to,
I love checking out YouTube videos and funny, but I love when people actually put something together like... Funny or Die. You want to see some funny videos Lenny put together, man, go to his website. Say it again.
There's a link to Superstar you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
There's a link to a site called SuperstarTalentAgency.com.
But there's other ones, too.
Oh, yeah. There's all videos on the sites.
Oh, yeah. All the videos on your website.
On my website.
So give your website.
LennyMarcus.com.
Go there. All the video links are on there to get there.
But you were in one.
I was in one, and they're fucking great. So if you want to check out his videos, they're awesome. And Jay, what do you got?
Just good. Look at me on the road. Yeah, I have Facebook, Twitter.
Your daughter's coming out with a journal.
My daughter's got a book release party.
The Christmas edition coming out just for.
I couldn't even walk in that place.
Fifty Shades of Jay.
All right, guy. What's
Big J at comedy.com.
And what's your podcast?
And podcast is Legion of Skanks. It's on Cave Comedy Radio.
Go check that shit out. Even though it's on Cave Comedy.
Yeah, bring us over to fucking Riotcast.
All right, don't yell at me.
I'm sorry.
Get some more listeners, and we'll bring you
it's
over.
It's true. I do need more listeners.
How many listeners do you have?
We're about 600 average an episode.
Dude,
now.
You're fucking right there, dude. We'll definitely talk because I think we have Lewis on already.
Yeah,
fucking one of my favorite guests.
I'd love.
We'll
to
definitely
do it,
check it out. Legion of Skanks, check it out. Bone the Sloan, Sloan the Bone.
Sloan the Bone. You can check me out at theurbanboyscout.blogspot.com.
Jesus Christ, that sounds gay.
What is it? It's my take on the city, life.
Oh, no shit.
Culture and everything that goes on in and around this crazy place.
Just one big mattress
home.
Party.
I want to check that out.
TheUrbanBoyScout.blogspot.com. Make sure you put the Urban Boy Scout.
All the photos and videos are done by Sloan the Bone this week. Thanks for being on, man. Real
thanks
interesting.
For
thanks for being honest and letting us talk some fucking crazy shit,
thanks
man.
Thanks for teaching Sloan's me how to great. Give a good blowjob.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, too bad. We'll never, ever fucking know.
No,
did he teach you on his dick?
No.
Fuck.
We were at work and it was really quiet. I'm sure some customers saw us miming stuff.
I could really
write
a pamphlet.
Yeah, you're really good at teaching stuff.
What do you got, Kelly?
Just my Underbelly show the first Saturday of every month.
What'd you call it?
Underbelly, my show.
Yeah,
Underbelly.
Say it like an English person.
Yeah, really, I would have lost
an American.
I have a show at the Creek in the Cave once a month. does that turn you off, Lenny?
Well, I understood it.
Oh, he likes it. It sounds like every girl he's dated.
That's right.
So, you want me to lick your ass? Oh,
Lenny only fucks girls that sound like Def Jam comics doing white voices. I'd like
God,
to suck your penis now.
Damn it. Fuck that. All right. And follow me on Twitter, Kelly Fastidio, KellyFast.
Kelly just talked right over that. Kelly has a problem with talking
I'm
over
sorry.
People.
I'm sorry.
And
I didn't want you to forget Liberty Live also.
What the fuck is that?
You're going to be at Liberty
Live.
Oh,
shit.
This weekend.
Trying to get Kelly a guest spot, weekend. Too. Hopefully I can get...
You're going to be my neighborhood down to Brokerage soon, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be over there.
I live 5 blocks from that place.
Awesome. Love those guys over at Brokerage. Fucking treat you so good, man. Really nice guy, man. So James is... And his sons, his wife, they've been so nice to me when
I'll
I worked
come out
there.
Maybe and come see you on Sunday.
So, yeah, awesome. The Levity Live's coming up. Me, Dan Soder's middling, and I don't know who the fuck's opening. I try to get Kelly to open. I'm going to definitely get her a guest spot. But make sure you buy tickets now. Levity Live this week. Go to my website, RobertKellyLive.com. You can buy them right off there. You can get them off of LaughStub.com. And you go to LevityLive.com, I believe it is, and buy tickets off of there. Spread the word. Get your friends. Let's fill this fucking place. We're going to have a good time. And Kelly, I'm going to try to get her guest spot on Saturday.
I'm going
to
come down Saturday.
Yeah, she's going to come down. Whether she gets on or not, she's going to hang with us and check it out.
Have you done it before?
What?
Have you done Levity Live?
Never
yet?
You?
Fantastic.
Okay, cool.
Beautiful place.
Yeah.
Great fucking food. It's an awesome joint.
I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. So get your tickets now. I'm Levity Live all week. Make sure you go to riotcast.com and support all the other shows. Our new app is coming out. It's insane. We're going to be doing the Drunk Podcast very soon. We're working out all the kinks. And what else you got, Kelly?
The address if you want to send some stuff in, because people have been sending in awesome stuff. Well, we've got the street, Flood City, yep, street sign, the Patrice picture, and the guy messaged me as well. He's got one of you that he's sending in as well.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and the address if you want to send stuff in for us is 676A 9th Avenue, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. Is that better?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. That was great. I like that too. So make sure you can send that stuff in. You want it in the studio, you want to see it on the videos, you want to hear us talk about it, send it in. We don't give a shit what it is. Flood City, a picture, a cardboard cutout,
a
life size
journal
of me, a jizz journal. If you have any whores out there that listen to this and want to tell us what write a jizz journal, make sure you do that. Support Laugh Button.
Yeah, Laugh Button and Laugh. Love Matt and Chris. They're the best. They're
Matt
so
and Chris,
cool.
Laugh Button.
And Pat from Cringe Humor, the new club just opened up.
The Stand, and support Cringe Humor.
Yeah, and Laugh Spin, they're great too.
Laugh Spin, we fucking love those guys. All unofficial. Make sure you go to Amazon on our page and Gamefly, support us. Keep the donations coming. You guys are awesome. We love you guys. And that's it. See you guys later. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.